Welcome to the Sting Gang Podcast as we visit with Ryan Spence, who's on the road taking his team to Laredo as we do the Sting Gang Podcast this week. Midwestern State ready to open up conference play. We haven't even had a chance to see the team at home yet, Ryan.
Yeah, preseason was all at home, and then regular season we haven't. We got to wait till Saturday.
But between now and then, you'll be playing Texas A&M International. Before we talk about the upcoming game against the Dust Devils, let's talk a little bit about the start of the season. What you see from the team? What do you like about what you see? And where do you think the team needs to improve?
I don't think it's a stretch to say we are three plays away from, I think, being 3-0. I think we've done enough. I think the bright side is we are creating a ton of chances that we haven't had in the past. And the key here is just to put one or two more of those away, and then just not have, dead ball lapse on the defensive side. We're kind of giving up stuff, when the ball's out of play. I think that's been the emphasis this week, is setting things up, a little bit better with positioning and mindset before the ball's in play. A tying goal against Central Oklahoma started from a throw. And so that's kind of been the big emphasis, is just this week, let's set up right when the ball's out of play so we can, be better prepared for something to go wrong.
I know giving up two goals a game has got to be driving you crazy, because you strive for clean sheets.
Yeah, it is kind of tough. And it is, again, shutouts are a habit, but also giving them goals is also a habit. You kind of go down dark places sometimes during certain points of the game, but I feel pretty good. I think the girls, especially the defenders, when we've gone over things, they're kind of understanding the importance of communicating things ahead of time and not wait till the ball's out of bounds, but just start kind of doing that work beforehand. So I think it's a learning curve.
How would you measure the level of competition that you faced in the non-conference? How does it compare to the LSC?
I think when you look at it, Southern Nazarene, they'll be an above 500 team, and they play a little different style. Then you have Wachtell Baptist, which played a little bit different style than that. But both teams kind of sat in, and we're not really used to that because our conference doesn't do that. And then on the big 180 flip, you play Central Oklahoma, which tied the number three team in the nation the week before. We come over and play it. It's a pretty good game. The game was up and down, high press. The game was, the ball was in play a lot. So a big difference in the first two games. And I thought we created actually more chances in that game with a 2-2 draw than we did in the other two games. So, we're creating chances. Just, can we get one more and eliminate one less?
There you go. It's that simple. What allows you to create these chances?
I just think we've got speed in some areas we haven't had in the past. So I think that helps. The girls are seeing the field a little bit in a bigger picture instead of what's around them directly. I think when we want to in the middle of the field, we can move the ball well. But if we need to as well, we can find the high wingers and go. That's what kind of where all most of our youth is right now. The freshmen, sophomores are all in the wide winger areas. And so they're doing a pretty good job listening to what we want to do. And the defenders and Miss Bellis, we're getting them in the ball. We're getting the ball in higher areas and just allowing them to just express themselves and go forward. So I think that's kind of been a little bit of a difference.
Just to kind of underscore what you're talking about, you're getting 21 shots a game and you're only giving up 12 shots a game.
Yeah.
So that's a big difference.
I mean, the big thing we I appreciate them is to get five or, to give up five or less shots on goal. And we've done pretty good with that number. But when you look at the record, you're like 0-1 and 2. It doesn't seem that great. But when you look at what we're doing, they're doing what we're asking them to do. And they just need to just kind of put their foot down when we get a lead and don't give up.
You've got A&M International coming up in Laredo this week in the midweek match. As we mentioned, it's the conference opener. What's your biggest concern going into this match?
They run a little different formation. They've been running a little bit of a 3-5-2, which we should be familiar with from us in the past. But they'll do some little variations off of it and move players in certain positions, which could throw people off. But I mean, I think the big thing is just the girls got to go win their battles. When they have a chance to go 1v1, attacking or defending 1v1, they need to they need to be good. We worked some this week on some shape and how to handle stress a bit better. And I think, you know, TAMU is a good team. They went down to Florida and tied, I believe they tied Lynn, who's a national contender every year. So it'll be good. They play a different style, which is what this conference gives you. I feel good with our chances.
It seems like they've played, and I'm just looking at scores, so it may be an overstatement, but it seems like defensively they've been tough, but they've had a tough time scoring goals.
Yeah, I think early in the year you're going to have one or the other. It's going to be hard to put all of them together unless you've got some experience, and they've lost some key players as well, and they've had to replace some, and I think they've done a good job with it. The Lone Star is just it's tough. It's tough to get goals. It's also tough to keep clean sheets. And I think what they've got to do is just reload and find those players. Just kind of like us, we've added 11 or 12 new players since last fall. So I think everyone in the conference is doing that. So it makes it tough to kind of get a grip on who people are.
Are you ready for the conference campaign to begin? I mean, you have to be, but do you wish you had a couple more matches under your belt?
No, because now you kind of get to the thing I do like about when we get into conferences. It's now every week it's pretty scheduled. You got one game Wednesday, one game Saturday, and so schedules. You don't have a Thursday game, and then maybe a Sunday game, where now you're scheduled. You're on a calendar. You're doing the same days of trainings throughout the week, and I think I like that personally, and I think the girls like it as well with just the consistency of the schedule.
I mean, you do like routine, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, we get up and train at 6 in the morning. I don't mind it. We get up. We train in the afternoon sometimes, too. So I think consistency is key with everything, man.
I know most of your focus right now is on this game against Texas A&M International, but you do finally come home and play before our next podcast. You'll be hosting UT Dallas on Saturday. First of all, just your thoughts about UT Dallas joining the conference. What do they bring to the LSC?
Well, we've known the coach for a little while since they were in the D3 level. And, I mean, from everything I've seen and heard, they've got front runners. They're going to play a bit direct. They're going to get at you. They're going to go. They're going to turn this game into some speed. So I think their biggest thing is they want to catch you on the transition. So, you know, how are you going to be in transition also on the defensive side? Can you shut them down? Can you handle a press? They'll commit numbers forward and just kind of make the game as fast as possible.
How would you rate your team in transition?
I think we're a little bit of both. At times, you know, I think we're really good in the attack and transition. I think in the defensive side, I think we just got to be a little bit better on decision making of when to step, when not to step. I think that's what we had to work on a little bit this week of the mindset of the defensive side. Embrace the defending side of the game. Don't be scared of it.
Do you feel like your team's a little bit road weary?
If you look at our road record, it's probably not the best compared to our home record, but it's just one of the things I wanted to give us some tests early on, and it's always hard to play on the road. Now this game wasn't scheduled by us. This was by this conference with Laredo, but having them early on, you know, you kind of get the long trip out of the way instead of maybe at the end of the year. But no, it's just the road trips are tough, man. They're hard to play at everyone's place. So, you're going to get everyone's best thing.
The travel up till now, this trip to Laredo is tough, but the trips to Bethany and Arkadelphia and Edmond, those aren't really that taxing, are they?
No, they shouldn't be. I think it's always nice to stay in your own bed. We did the first two in Arkadelphia. We stayed in a hotel, but I don't think those had too much of an issue. It's just again, we kind of set ourselves up for success and to win, and just now I got to just put the foot on the pedal and finish it and get this first win of the year and get that kind of the monkey off the back.
So I am curious, what's the routine now? You left for Laredo early Tuesday morning. You don't play until 7 o'clock Wednesday night. So what does the team do from the time you arrive in Laredo until you kick off?
Just don't get them too lazy, but don't also make them so busy where they're just so tired. That's the hard time when us playing at 7 o'clock on Wednesday tomorrow. It's tough because you need to, you know, you want to give them rest, but also they need to kind of stay with their studies, and just kind of keep them on a bit of a schedule where you can, you know, hey, we're going to study now, we're going to go eat lunch, we're going to do this. So it's just keep them busy enough, but not tiring them out, if that makes sense.
No, that makes perfect sense. I'm anxious to see the team at Stang Park, 1 o'clock Saturday against UT Dallas, and we'll be pulling for you Wednesday night as you take on Texas A&M International. What's the LSC opener? Ryan, thanks for doing this on the road.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Ryan Spence joining us from the road with the team en route to Laredo to take on Texas A&M International. That game kicks off at 7 o'clock. You can see it on Flow College, and we want you at Stang Park Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. If you can't make it, we'll have it on Flow College for you. It's the Midwestern State Women opening up conference play this week. Thanks for listening to the Stang Gang podcast. Tell your friends about the podcast and bring a couple of friends to Stang Park to see the MSU women's soccer team. I'm Pete Stein. So long.